cylinders. Kirinyaga Governor Anne Waiguru has distributed 600 filled-up gas cylinders, MECO, to households in Ingariama Ward, as part of climate change adaptation. The initiative is aimed at helping families neighboring Mount Kenya Forest deal with effects of climate change brought about by tree felling for firewood as well as greenhouse gas emissions caused by use of wood fuel. Speaking at Ingariama Primary School where she presided the event Friday, Ms. Waiguru said that her administration is at the forefront in the fight against climate change and one of the concerns has been tree felling, especially in Mount Kenya Forest which neighbors the area. "We are taking drastic measures to sensitize and support our people on clean energy fuel as opposed to firewood, and today, we are providing 600 homesteads with filled gas cylinders with plans to later distribute 3,000 more in the same ward," said the governor. She noted that the initiative was also a way of improving and dignifying the lives of women who have to endure the challenges brought about by use of firewood in their homes, including wasting time in search of the same and dealing with endless soot. "This is not only a climate change adaptation measure, but also a way of improving the lives of our women," she said. Besides being one of the most efficient and cost-effective sources of cooking fuel, the governor said use of LPG saves families from the effects of pollutants such as carbon monoxide. She said several other legislative, institutional and strategic climate change mitigation interventions are being undertaken by the county government to help the community cope with the phenomena. The measures include establishment of a special fund for climate action, enactment of laws for solid waste management, establishment of climate change directorate, training and capacity building for offices on climate change and development of county spatial plan. Others are the Wezesha Kirinyaga program meant to improve farmers' resilience to climate change and increase their profitability and minimize farm losses, promotion of agroforestry through distribution of high-value fruit trees like Hass avocado and macadamia to farmers, undertaking of over 60 community water projects to improve access to water for both domestic and irrigation, tree planting, water harvesting among others. To further enhance agricultural production in the ward, Waiguru distributed 256 water pipes and 152 pipe fittings of assorted sizes for local irrigation water project. She said that availability of irrigation water will enable the beneficiaries increase production of crops such as vegetables, maize and other horticultural produce. "This initiative is part of our elaborate plan to increase access to water for domestic and irrigation, which we have achieved through sinking of boreholes, distribution of water pipes and fittings and construction of water tanks for community water projects," Waiguru, who is also the Council of Governors, COG, chair, added.